Let's see if we get this. Okay, so let's move on to the next couple questions here.
He should figure it out on his own.
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue. So the Gemara has, after the Megillah, the Gemara says, V'chein b'halal, v'chein b'kriya shema, u b'tfila. Okay, so now how does this work? So the Gemara says like this. The halal is difficult. Halal minolan. So what does it mean, halal minolan? So again, I mean, by halal, it seems clear to me that it would mean reading the parshios out of order. Because how could you say giving halal if you're just reading, it's not a maisa of halal at all. If you're just randomly reading psukim and without the theme of the parak, but certainly just words. So it means to say, let's say I read one parak out of order, maybe one pasuk I missed and I went back. But it definitely has to be a maisa of giving halal, right? It has to be a maisa of giving halal. But they want to know, how do you know that this, that the halal that we read is a certain prakim? How do you know it's fixed? It has to go into that order, right? Go ahead. Rabba Omar, so you have three opinions. Rabba Omar dichsiv mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. Mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o.
Rashi.
Kishem sheshkias vizrichas hachamo lo yehofchu. Just like the setting and the rising of the sun won't switch. You'll never have the sun rising in the west and setting in the east. It's mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. Kach muhulo shem Hashem v'lo l'mafreya. So too is the, so too, kach muhulo, so too is the name of God praised. V'lo l'mafreya. Okay, that's one. Then Rav Yosef says, ze hayom oso Hashem. Keseder hayom she'eno mishtane v'sha'osof lehepach. So it's like the day. Zehayom. So just like the order of the day doesn't change in the hours to switch. It's never 10 o'clock before it's 9 o'clock. Kach lemafreya lo. Rev Avia Omar yehi shem Hashem mevorach. Ki havayoso yehi hilul Hashem, ubirkaso kisidro.
It's ki havayoso mean?
Like it is. Mm-hmm. Like it is. Yehi shem Hashem mevorach. Ki havayoso. Like the shame is, that's how it should be blessed. I was actually a fourth position. Rav Nachman Yisroch v'tem Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar Mehocha Me'ata v'ad Olam. Rashi doesn't bother to help you with this one. Okay, so what do you say? So the question that we, the question is, what's the idea in general that the halal can't be out of order? And what's tempting is, are these psukim representing like a different concepts, different idea about why the halal can't be changed? Does something have to do? I mean, is it just they found four things that have an order, and is there some comparison? Is there a different comparison to say the sun rises and sets in a certain way as opposed to the day has hours that are set? Those sound almost the same. Yeah. Get the psukim straight. In other words, each one he says mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o mehulal shem Hashem. So it's saying that is a pattern of mehulal shem Hashem. Mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. Okay, so that is it's linking up mehulal shem Hashem to mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. And what was the other one? Praised. Now plaim shad is like the Mitzudas David says. Mi pi hayoshrim b'mizrach ad mevo'o, the one sitting in the east all the way to the one sitting in the west, everybody is praising God, that God's name should be praised. Mi pi kula muhulal shem Hashem. It's a plain shot of the pasuk, right? Means from east to west, from the far right.
Well, those psukim have to do with...
Well, what's the difference between the shem, between the first pasuk and the second? What's the difference between Mizrach Shemesh and Zayom? In their focus. They're focusing on different subjects, right? One, Mizrach Shemesh, is on the sun, correct?
Yeah.
That the sun itself has a motion that is fixed, that's steady. right? The other one is talking about the day itself. There's a certain order in the progression of the day. There's the Boker, Tzarayim, right? Bein Arbayim, Erev. Okay, talking about the unit of the day. The unit of the day has a certain order. The morning time is a certain purpose. The afternoon, the evening, certain activities go on at different parts of the day. That's a set focus. That's a set pattern. But the point I'm trying to make is that one is in terms of the sun, meaning an active, something that is focusing on an active element, the motion of the sun, right? The Zehayom seems to be focusing just on the Heftza of the day. Is an order to a day, and there's a pattern to the motion of the sun. It's different, seems to be a different element. The question is each one expressing a different idea of why the Hallel should be in order, have a fixed Seder? One is saying, just like the sun moves, so too the Mahalel has to move. I'm just trying to talk it out. You know what I'm saying? And the other one is saying, just like the day has a fixed pattern, there's a fixed composition of the day, there's a fixed composition of the Hallel.
Are those things where God
for? No, it seems like they're making a mashal out of the sun's motion to a mahalel. The derech of the sun represents a certain derech of a mahalel, and the yom also represents a certain is saying there's a certain mashal, but derech mashal has an idea of the that the hallel can't be the mafreya. Not that we're giving, not that the hallel is on the sun and on the yom.
But then the third,
I mean, let's clarify something. Let's just clarify a point of view. Okay, in other words, David HaMelech put together the Tehillim. Good? He put it together in a certain order. Okay? Now, we have a mitzvah to read certain portions of Tehillim as hollow. Right? So the Gemara is not asking the question, could David have put Perek Kuf Yud Ches after Perek Kuf Yud Tes? Right? I mean, it's a different question, right? That's not really our question over here, is it? It's saying, given we have a mitzvah to read this section from whatever it is, Kuf Yud Gimel through Kuf Yud Tes, whatever prokem we have to read, that's our mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel. Can we be Kore Hallel in a willy-nilly way, or does it have to be Dafka this way, Kuf Yud Gimel through Kuf Yud Tes? Right?
In a way to be read in order?
In other words, if you take a look at, for instance, if you take a look at the question by Tefillah, right? So the Gemara there implies that there's a fixed progression, right? Because the Gemara goes through why do you start with Avos? So it says there's a the pasuk of what's the pasuk of it by Avos is Havol Hashem Bnei Elam, and then Havol Hashem Kovos, Havol Hashem Kovos Shemo. In other words, they're darshaning the psukim that one concept sets the stage for the next. Avos we have to start with. Then it's Gvuros. Then it's Kedushas Hashem. And then the first thing you need to think about is wisdom. And then after Das is the next thing. Each one is like a leads into the next one. Each one, that's what we mean by progression, right? You can't have one before the other because one is sort of a prerequisite for the other. Like in college, you have to take a prerequisite. Can't take it out of order. But that's saying, that's what it means, that it was Shimon HaPikuli, Histir Shimona Esrei Brachos Tver Al HaSeder. And Dafka was a progression of ideas. we're not saying the same thing over here by the Hallel. That's not the question over here by the Hallel. Question is not, did David construct Hallel Allah Seder? The question is our mitzvah of Kriya. Are we Yotze our mitzvah of Kriya if we did it not Allah Seder? Right? Because the rayas of the proofs of the Gemara's rayas are speaking about the Mehulal has to go Al HaSeder. In other words, let's put it this way. I mean, this is an important point. We have to think about this. In other words, the Gemara saying like this. The Gemara is not saying. No, is it saying that it wouldn't be that there's no other way for the Hallel to be constructed other than this way?
On an idea level,
right? On an idea level, and then. You can't do it. You have to do it a la Seder because this Seder is essential, and it would be like counting out of order. It just wouldn't be. There's no entity of Hallel unless it's this Seder. In other words, when David constructed this thing, this is the only Hallel that there could possibly be, and if one thing was out of order, it would just not be a Hallel. The whole thing would not be a Hallel. Doesn't seem to me that way. Seems to me like this, that the Gemara is saying, David gave us a Seder. David made a Seder. Our question is, do we have to follow that Seder to be Yotze, our mitzvah of Hallel? And all he keeps saying is that in order to be a Mahallel, you must follow a Seder. Right? Just like the sun always goes the same way, so too, you can't be a mahulal. So too is mahulal. So too mahulal shem Hashem v'lola mafreya. What would that mean? It would mean to say it can't be possible that one day you're going to read kuf yud gimel, kuf tes vav, kuf yud dalid, kuf yud. You're going to read it in this order, and another time you read it in another order. There has to be a consistency in Hallel, a constancy in Hallel. Not saying that it's not saying that if you did it this, not saying if you read Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Tes Vav, Kuf Yud Dalet, that that's not a Maisa Hallel. You didn't praise God with those program. Of course you did. But it lacks in a certain idea of having a fixed pattern of Hallel. Part of having Hallel is that it is fixed and absolute. If a guy would say Gvuros before Avos, that would not be Tefillah. You understand? Because Avos is our basis of knowing God, and then we talk about qualities, then we talk about ideas about God. How do we relate to God? Avos. So that's the first thing we have to talk about. Dalef Nei Mi'at Talmid, you have to introduce how do we know of God? What is our idea of God? It's the idea of God of the Avos. As a matter of fact, there's a question why this doesn't say, the Gemara says any bracha that doesn't have Malchios is not a bracha. But there's no Malchios in the first bracha. Right? So where do you have it? So Tosu says, when you say Elokei Avraham, that counts as Malchios, because he was Himlech Kadosh Baruch Hu Olav. So it means to say that you have to have a certain concept of Malchios, and by referring to the God that we know through Avram, that includes that idea. But so the point is, you need Avos first, because that's how you start your reference to God. So you can't have Gvuros before Avos, but that means in the Maisa, it's Al HaSeder Dafka. There has to be a Seder to the Tefillah. Without that Seder, you don't have Tefillah. But I don't think the Gemara is saying over here, if you read the one Perek before the other Perek, you're not giving, there's no Hallel. I think it's saying a different thing. It's saying that there's a certain trait of a Mahalel, and that is Seder. If you don't follow the Seder in giving the Hallel, you are lacking something as a Mahalel. Not that there is no entity of Hallel there.
It's kind of like the thing to keep
it. That's what I'm proposing. No, as I'm saying, that's correct. That once David fixed this order, we have to follow it because we need a Seder. Hallel can't be something that you come to casually and decide how you're going to read it this time. But not to say that if the Prakim were in a different order, it would lack the integrity of Hallel. Derech. Now, the first one sounds like they're saying there's a Derech of the Mahalel, the Gavra. And that's represented by the Maisa of the Zricha Sachama and the Shkia Sachama. You don't see the sun changes its way of rising and setting. So too, a Mahalel is not the Gavra of the Mahalel has to have a set way that he does it. It's not something that can be approached and on a whim decided to do it this way or that way. It has to be something that is that has to be a derech. It has to be a seder in terms of the gavra. Can we elaborate on that?
The hours of the day.
Right. It does sound like the second one is saying it's possible that the hallel itself has an intrinsic order. The day, the text itself.
Aren't those really the same thing?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Like if you're gonna.
It's true. I mean, it's very true. I mean, the sun having an order and the day having an order are hainuach in a certain sense. Well, actually not. I mean, if the sun rose in the west, you still would have the... If one day the sun rose in the east, and the next day the sun rose in the west, you still would have the certain Seder.
I mean, you'd have night at a different time and then morning at a different time.
You just would be oriented a different way. Right. See, it seems to me the Iker is the lo yehofchu issue. Not saying that there is. Look, if the sun went up from the if every morning the sun rose from the west and set in the east, that wouldn't be a big deal. It's not saying the sun. It's not saying if the sun didn't rise in the east and set in the west, that it was just if the earth was rotating in the opposite direction, the sun would be rising in the west, setting in the east. The point is, it doesn't switch. You understand? That seems to be the inyan of the Hallel, there's no idea of switching. There has to be a Seder, and in terms of three elements that demands this. One is, it's a mark of the Gavra of the Mahalel, that he has to approach it as a reality, as something that has, an absolute kind of an activity, not something that is subject to. Variation. The praise of God is not something that is subject to variation. But the other idea is that's in terms of the Maisa. In terms of the Maisa, you can't approach it as something that is that you do differently at different times. But the other thing is that's the Shemesh. The other one is Zehayom, means that when you recite the Hallel, you are putting together an entity. The entity, it can't be a different entity every time. The third one, I think, is a different idea. He's saying that there's an idea of Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach, that Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach, Kahava Yoso Yehi Hilul Hashem, means to say that we don't have a matir to be Mahalel except for the Seder itself. We can only do it kehavayaso. We can't be Mahalel on our own, really. We have the text that was given to us from David, and we have to do it kehavayaso, because we need to. We're engaging the Hallel that David really gave, and we're not approaching it on our own. We can't approach it on our own. We can't take it as our own. So we have to recognize that. part of the recognition of the idea that Hallel requires great Chochmah to properly do is the idea that we're only borrowing the Hallel that was set up of David. That means we have to take it Kavayaso. If we would take it and reorder it, that would be like implying that we're the architects to some degree of the Hallel. But really, we're only a Mahallel. We have to take it as it is in recognition of the idea that it's not something that we really can do on our own. Matter of fact, the Gemara says, you know, everyone knows the story with Rabbi Yochanan, that the guy was giving more and more praise, kept giving more and more praise. He says, "You done yet?" It was, we can't do it. We can't do it on our own. We can't just construct something on our own. We have to take it as an entity that has already, our matir is that it already exists. That's what the Gemara says. If Moshe would have said this, we never could say certain things. So that's part of the idea of, I think that's the last one, of Yehi Shem Hashem Yivarach. Like Rashi, it has to be Kavayaso. Yeah. Okay. And Me'ata V'yad Olam is really going back to the other way. Me'ata V'yad Olam is saying it has to always be the same. Yehi Shem Yivarach, there's two different ideas. Me'ata V'yad Olam means it has to be the same. Yehi Shem Hashem Yivarach means it has to be the way it is. Really, all of them, except for the Yehi Shem, are on the approach that it can't be something that is different every time or any time. It has to be the same every time. The Yehi Shem Hashem Yivarach seems to be a different idea. That Kavayaso, that Dafka, we're only Mahalel, we only give the Hallel, we can only do it because it was done, and it was and it's a text that we can use. But you're not using it properly if you switch it. Then you're adding originality. But that's the whole idea, is we have to subjugate our, we have to recognize that we can't be mechadish in this area.